Mozart wrote 17 church sonatas in various keys during his teens and early 20s while he was working for the archbishop in Salzburg. These small one-movement pieces were meant to be played in a church service between the epistle and the gospel. Therefore, they've often been called the epistle sonatas, and Mozart even referred to them in a letter that he wrote before. Function of these pieces follows in the tradition of an Italian Baroque church sonata, in that they serve as instrumental music that was played between the readings and or a psalm in the appropriate key. Although one could argue that there are elements of the Baroque style in some of these pieces, for example, the keyboard part for most of these pieces contains figures for playing figured bass, and many also are written for two violins with a figured bass line, which kind of suggests the Baroque trio sonata. However, the musical style of these sonatas is really very much classical and not Baroque. They are, in fact, excellent mini examples, one could say, of the classical style, complete with sonata form, the periodic phrase structure, often there's an Alberti bass line, and a more prominent keyboard part in general. Sonata number 15 in C major, which is K336, is actually a great example in that it pretty much is a mini organ concerto. Although there are figures written in the bass line, they only appear when the keyboard is accompanying the two violins in the 2D sections. And otherwise, the organ is really presented as a solo instrument throughout the sonata. It's a wonderful piece of music, and this particular sonata would work well even in church services today. And in fact, I had been thinking of programming this K336 at my own church one Sunday this fall at St. Paul's in Durham. We have a lovely one-manual Brumbaugh Tracker organ that would really be perfect for this kind of music in that it can serve beautifully as both a continuo and a solo instrument, which is exactly what this sonata would require. However, all 17 sonatas are wonderfully written and could certainly be utilized by church musicians today. Of course, as for myself, as a period instrument player, I would personally love to hear these pieces played on period classical instruments as opposed to modern instruments, though they would sound great on both. But there's a wonderful period classical group called the Vivaldi Project, and they're based out of DC, but they often play in the Raleigh-Durham area since their cellist lives nearby. I highly recommend checking them out if you get a chance. They're an excellent group that really only uses the period classical instruments, but they truly understand the classical style with all of its nuances and phrasing, and it would certainly be a joy to hear them play the Mozart church sonatas, which are great pieces.